continuing on that, when a tier one thinks about using you for their flagship wearable, what drives them to use your solution? What are you sitting next to? Are you the main processor? How does the use of your technology come into these wearables?
Good question. At a high level, when we look at our ESX3 platform, there's four cores in that platform, and I'll enumerate those now because it plays to why we were chosen for this project. So the first core is a general purpose microcontroller core. Anybody that wants to be a host processor in any device generally has to have an open microcontroller core, so we have an ARM core for that. The second core is a patented, what we call flexible fusion engine. The flexible fusion engine is something that does always-on, lightweight processing at very low power consumption. This was one of the primary reasons why this customer chose to use us, because they knew that in a wearable device, they would have to have always-on algorithms like wrist rotation and speedometry, and they knew that those could be moved into the patent core at low power, something that's different from any other microcontroller out there. The third core is this always-on voice core. So the ability for us to, again, do voice at very low power, so you could say Alexa or Google, and access cloud services in low power ways. The fourth is what comes from our heritage, which is the FPGA. This customer knew that they were either going to have to add an FPGA into the system to achieve the architecture that they wanted, or they could use our integrated FPGA in our ESX3. And I think they're glad they chose that for a few reasons. One, we're able to do things at lower power in the FPGA than you can in a pure software approach. And I'll explain a use case here. So in their wearable, they have a display, and they want to be able to swipe through and tap the display to do different screens on the display. And it's as much more pleasing to the eye experience that something just swipes through as opposed to just change. And our FPGA can actually handle that nice swiping at much lower power than doing the same function as software on the microcontroller. And the second thing is that, and everybody knows this, that's been following us for 2 years, this design has gone through iteration after iteration after iteration over these 2 years. And I can't tell you how many times the FPGA function has changed in those 2 years. And if you don't have FPGA, what are the alternatives to do that? Wait till the next generation of chip comes out, and that's pretty painful. So we were actually enabling them to sort of innovate along the way in the FPGA. And that was a key reason why they chose it.
Here it is.